This is the Full Circle Weekly News. News items are compiled by Arnfried Wolbrecht and read by myself, Ronnie Tucker. This show covers the 23rd to the 29th of January. Ubuntu 16.04.2 LTS point release coming on February the 2nd with Linux kernel 4.8 from fossbytes.com. For those waiting for the second point release of the Ubuntu 16.04 LTS, the time has been slightly increased. Ubuntu 16.04.2 will now be available for update on February the 2nd. The development team wants to polish the newer HWE stack before stuffing it into the new Ubuntu point release. This release will be based upon Linux kernel 4.8. Canonical is facing a slight delay in pushing the latest update for its Linux distro, Ubuntu 16.04 LTS. The second point release, Ubuntu 16.04.2, will bring support for Linux kernel 4.8 and an updated HWE stack. The support for Linux kernel 4.8 is already present in the non-LTS release, Ubuntu 16.10. However, the Linux kernel 4.9 is now available, so you can manually update it on your Ubuntu 16 series and Linux Mint distros. According to an announcement message by Adam Conrad of Canonical, the development team is facing some issue with deploying the latest HWE stack, which has delayed the 16.04.2 release till February the 2nd, 2017. Canonical launches Ubuntu tutorials from betanews.com. Linux is arguably the most successful open source project in all of history. The success of the kernel, and operating systems that use it, are not due to any one man or woman. Actually, the achievements are thanks to the Linux community. In other words, it's a team effort, developers, users, and more. For a Linux distribution, such as Ubuntu, to continue its progress, Canonical needs developers to remain interested. This includes getting new people involved and educated. This week, the company launched Ubuntu Tutorials, based on Google's open source code lab. No, it's not self-learning for new workstation users, but for programmers and developers. Quote, Ubuntu tutorials are topic-specific walkthroughs, giving you a very practical experience on a particular domain. They are just like learning from pair programming, except that you can do it on your own. They provide a step-by-step process to doing development and DevOps activities on Ubuntu machines, servers, or devices, end quote, says Canonical. Ubuntu developers now tracking Linux kernel 4.10 for Ubuntu 17.04 from softpedia.com. The Ubuntu devs are preparing to move to a new kernel version, and they're announcing the initial availability of a kernel based on the latest RC of Linux 4.10. At the moment, Ubuntu 17.04 is still using the stable Linux 4.9 kernel series, which have been marked as long-term supported, or LTS, by renowned Linux kernel maintainer Greg Croa-Hartman. The latest kernel version pushed into the Zesty repositories is based on the Linux kernel 4.9.2, namely version 4.9.0-12.13, but it looks like the Ubuntu developers have been tracking the development of the upcoming Linux 4.10 kernel, and they've managed to rebuild Zesty's kernel packages on Linux 4.10, release candidate 4, announced last week by Linus Torvalds. The Linux 4.10 RC4 based packages are now ready for public testing. Handbrake 1.0.2 Video Transcoder released for Linux, Mac and Windows from softpedia.com. After more than 13 years of development, the Handbrake open source video transcoding app reached 1.0 milestone on Christmas Eve last year, and the second bug fix release is already available. Handbrake 1.0.2 is full of improvements and bug fixes, enhancing the out-of-the-box video, audio, and subtitle support, but also adds various platform-specific changes for all supported operating systems including Linux, macOS, and Microsoft Windows. While on the video front, the new maintenance update improves error handling for both libAV codec and libDVD read decoders. Subtitle support was improved by addressing an issue that would not allow some subtitles to have a proper duration, as well as a bug that might have caused extra blank lines for some subtitles used in the MKV container. Linux systemd flaw gives attackers root access from bleepingcomputer.com. Security researcher Sebastian Kramer has recently discovered that a previously known security flaw in the systemd project can be used for more than crashing a Linux distro, but also to grant local access root access in the device. The issue was first introduced in the systemd source code in November 2015 and was patched 2 months later in January 2016, affecting only systemd v228 and receiving a fix with the release of v229. Initially, the bug was categorized as a lowly denial of service or DOS issue that in the worst case scenario would make a Linux distro crash and reboot. After taking a second, closer look at the issue, Kramer revealed today that he discovered a way to manipulate the same vulnerable systemd functions to escalate an attacker's privileges to root level. Quote, systemd creates world writable SUID files that allow attackers to dump binaries into it and execute code as root, end quote, the researcher wrote last week on the OpenSUSE blog portal. Kramer says that there's a proof of concept code laying around the web that could be very easily edited to target this flaw, now tracked as CVE-2016-10156. Wine 2.0 released, run Windows apps in Linux. From infoworld.com. The Wine developers have been hard at work and now Wine 2.0 has been released. This version offers thousands of individual changes, support for Microsoft Office 2013, and 64-bit support on macOS. You can download Wine 2.0 from the Wine HQ site. The Wine HQ site has the official announcement as, quote, this release represents over a year of development effort and around 6,600 individual changes. The main highlights are the support for Microsoft Office 2013 and the 64-bit support on macOS. It also contains a lot of improvements across the board, as well as support for many new applications and games. See the release notes for a summary of the major changes. This is the first release made on the new time-based annual release schedule. This implies that some features that are being worked on but couldn't be finished in time have been deferred to the next development cycle. This includes in particular the Direct3D command stream, the full HID support, the Android graphics driver, and message mode pipes, end quote. Worried about your online privacy? Download Tails 2.10 from betanews.com. If you're fearful that your online privacy could soon be under attack, you are not helpless. With the help of Linux, you can take steps to safeguard yourself. Edward Snowden famously used the Tails operating system to protect himself, and that could be a very good option for honest citizens looking to protect themselves from Big Brother. Thankfully, a new version of the Linux distribution, 2.10, is now available for download. If you're not familiar with Tails, please know that it is a live operating system. This means it is designed to run from a DVD or flash drive rather than being installed to your computer's main storage drive. In theory, especially with optical media, this means that there is no data to be left behind. No, this is not just helpful for people that do illegal activities, but also for people, such as journalists, feeling that they are living under an oppressed government. Even if you have nothing to hide, you should value and secure your activities. That's it for this week. For more news and to get the PDF magazine, go to fullcirclemagazine.org, or you can find this podcast on TuneIn Radio at tunein.com, on Stitcher Radio at stitcher.com, and in Player FM at player.fm. And I'll see you next time.